Broadcasting worldwide on iHeartRadio and on your radio dial, it's Boujar with Lee Hart and Jason Hoyt.
It's interesting that a lot of, you know, quite a few people out there think that the end of the show is the best part
of the
show.
We put a lot of effort into the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's probably we've warmed up by then. I'd accept that. We're on a roll by the time we end.
Yeah, totally.
And that's, I suppose, what they're saying is, you know, keep going from there.
Yeah.
That's the best part. Why stop now?
Well, that's definitely how I read it.
Yeah.
Definitely how I read it.
But, all right, so a lot of people say the end. But maybe we need to put more effort into the beginning then. You know, if the end's the top part.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point, mate.
You know my contact down in Tauranga?
Your contact?
Yeah, from the Rena Rack.
Oh, yes.
He's got some other items that he's managed to salvage that, you know, he asked me if I could maybe get them out there.
For sure.
If you're listening, and this stuff's pick-up only, okay?
Right, from Tauranga or from here?
I'm guessing Tauranga, actually, just judging by the nature of it.
Yeah.
From the Rena Rack, there's a whole kit container of beer. One of those big truck containers full of beer available for pickup. That's Rhinek.
The old Rhinek, eh?
Mm.
Good Lord. You remember that, Matt? Remember the old Rhinek?
Fond me. I still do. It's still a go-to.
Does it still exist, Rhinek?
Well, that might be up your alley then, I think, Matt.
Yeah, you'll be down there, won't you?
I've got quite a lot under my bed.
A couple of coffee machines.
Nice.
You know, those coffee machines that you make your own coffees in your house.
Fantastic.
You know? God, who'd want one of those? You know?
Yeah. Awesome. Couldn't do without my one, I'll tell you that much.
And also a Mitsubishi Lancer, Japanese import.
Just one?
Just the one at this stage. He's pretty sure there's some more there, but just the one at the moment. It's only got about 150 kilometres on it. On the clock.
And water damage?
That's nautical miles.
Oh, nautical miles, right, okay.
Damage. Upholstery probably needs redoing.
Yeah.
And some of the electrics, but other than that, she's ready to go, apparently.
So a caseload of Rhinex.
Yep.
A Mitsubishi Lancer.
Yes.
And two coffee machines.
That's right.
Jeez, I might head down there myself, mate.
Yeah, there you go. So put a tow bar on the Lancer, you could bring all the beer back. With that.
And the coffee machines.
Yeah.
Top tip for you, just off the top of my head, Lee Hart. Never take a massive bite of your sandwich just as you're about to go on air. Bad timing.
Radio School 101.
I would have thought so. 101 radio there, right there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, speaking of radio school, later in the year, I think November, Jason and I will be running our radio school again, if you're interested in listening in that and enrolling in that. Just text in, show us your initial interest, and we'll get an idea of numbers and work out how we're going to do it. And I think last year we had about 60 people.
Yeah, about 60, yeah. Well, but having said that, there were probably 800, 900 applications. We had to sort of whittle it down because there's only so many people we can take in.
Well, and the problem is also there's only so many jobs in radio once, you know, you come through the course.
Yeah.
You know? You know, that's the problem, and it's a competitive industry.
Well, there'll be two more very soon, apparently. So, you know. But it was great. That was one of the nice things about Christchurch, when we were down in Christchurch, actually bumping into a group of radio students. The course that Jimmy, our old producer, used to do, they're doing his course down there, and it was great to just, you know, chew the fat, tell them some do's and don'ts of radio. And
I heard
sort of
you
thing.
Ran a bit of a headphone seminar down there.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Impromptu, yeah.
Huge success. Yeah, it did.
Well, if anyone knows the, you know, headphones, I tell you, it's you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, having said that, mine aren't working that well. I'm not sure why that is. Why is that, Matt? Why aren't my headphones working that well?
It's hard to say. Mine are all right.
How are yours, Lee? They're good?
Well, not too good either, actually, to be honest.
Right.
What if I hit this button?
Oh, there you go.
That's a bit better, yeah.
That's way better.
No, I've got nothing now. There we go.
Oh, you got nothing?
If I put it halfway in, it seems to work. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're just tuning in now, we're talking about headphones.
Yeah.
Boujar, the radio show. Howricky.
And it's time once again for Lee Hart's Name That Tune.
Thanks, listeners. Welcome to Tuesday. Name That Tune. Tune for Tuesday, I suppose you'd call it.
You're going to do two tunes for Tuesday?
No, just the one.
Just the one, okay.
But for any guitarists out there, I've got my guitar tuned to normal tunings as opposed to, you know, alternative tunings, just basic tunings.
Good. That's good news.
I'm trying to make more of this than it is.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
Try to be one of those YouTube channels that teaches people how to play guitar in it. You know?
Speaking of which, wasn't Danny Lovely, the old music teacher, the singing teacher?
Yeah.
We should have got we should have kept her on the line. She could have maybe sung a tune for us. Name that tune.
We bring it back to me again, Jason. We could.
Good plan. Right,
what I've got to do today, I'm going to go back in the archives a little bit. Very tricky to play. This sounds easy, but it's tricky. And I just think about it. I heard it on the radio when I was coming in. I don't listen to the station. So I listened, you know, I heard this tune. So it goes a little something like this. Slow, was it?
Right, just one more time, maybe. Even I know that one, yeah, yeah.
It's Bouja with Lee Hart and Jason Hoyt.
Just the other day, I got an email, interesting one, from Los Lobos Old Boys. That's the rugby team I used to play for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're having a reunion.
Fantastic.
You know, like a get-together. As you know, I ended up playing for them in South America.
Yeah, yeah.
When I got banned from New Zealand rugby.
Yeah.
All those years ago, but
what position were you again?
I was kind of free ranging.
Free ranging.
Well, I could play where I wanted.
Oh right, okay.
Because I was like a big Kiwi star that came over to Los Lobos Old Boys.
Right, you just sort of roamed the field.
I didn't even show up.
Injected yourself in the line when you needed to.
When I was there.
Right.
Know what I mean, often I'd just, you know, to be honest, I was going through a bit of a rough stage then, with adhesive abuse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I often didn't really show up to many games.
Well, even at Los Lobos.
Yeah, they thought I was pretty cool in the beginning.
Yeah.
I've told you before, they used to call me Lobo Peligroso, which means dangerous wolf. Know what I mean?
Well, I didn't, but I do now. What a great nickname.
But after a couple of months, they just called me the dickhead.
And what's that? What's that in their language?
No, they did it in English.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're a dickhead, Hart. Is that what
they did it in English, so I'd understand them.
Oh, right.
But, that was just a weird sort of... You know, I mean, if I hadn't got banned from New Zealand rugby, I wouldn't have had to go there in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, which reminds me of that bloody incident with the old... What's him the weekend? The eye gouging.
Oh, Franks?
Yeah.
Well, he got off that, didn't he?
He got off it. I didn't.
He didn't get cited.
I didn't.
Oh, is that why you got thrown out of New Zealand?
Yeah.
Was it the eye gouging?
Well, technically, I was eye gouging a touch judge's testicles.
Right.
You know, during a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Midget grades. And that was it. No more. Lifetime ban. Out of there.
In New Zealand, but not in Argentina.
Oh, no, obviously, no, they didn't care over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Know what I mean?
Jeez, what a hell of a career you've had.
When I say midgets, they weren't actually the midget grade. This is, I was about 18 at the time. It was actually midgets.
Yeah.
You know, they were small little people. That's why I was so good in the lineup. Oh, yeah. Well, 6-1, really. 6-1, half down the other, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, it's you know, give an inch, take a mile, I'd say.
For sure.
You know?
Always the way.
You know?
Hey, incidentally, I saw in the Viva Daily, the fashion magazine there, Lee Hart, of course, you were in the photo section there. After going to a Dario show.
Oh, wearing
wearing your corduroy shorts, red leather ankle boots, and your velvet waistcoat. And can I say, you look very smart, mate. Very smart indeed.
It wasn't that photo with me and Dario, was it, in the same shot?
Yeah, Dario was there. He looked amazing. You looked like you were really pushing the fringe of what was acceptable in terms of fashion.
I was literally pushing the fringe.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, because you were going to go to the last Dario show last night, weren't you? You went there last night. How was that?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. You know, he did his stuff.
Yeah,
he made a speech and you know, thanked everyone and just talked about his influences in fashion. You know what I mean? God, amazing guy. Amazing guy. People like that, you know.
Yeah.
Him, Kanye West, people like that, you can't have enough of them.
Well, just the courage that they have, you know, to just go out there and to make their clothes and to put them out and into the public. It's awesome stuff.
I'll say, there'd be Thomas Edison.
Yep.
Henry Ford.
Yes.
Einstein.
Oh, for sure.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil.
Kanye West.
Kanye.
And Dario. My top.
Your top 10?
Top 6 influences.
Yeah.
You know, I would say.
No, it was fantastic stuff. And I must say, mate, when you first told me about your corduroy shorts, I went, dunno. I don't know about
well,
that.
It's one of those things, you know, you put them on and go, we've talked about this. Am I pulling this off?
Yeah.
Am I getting away with this?
Yeah, am I getting away with this? Yeah.
Am I looking a bit chunky at the moment? Do I need to maybe, you know, get a bit more tan before I wear these corduroy Caucasian shorts?
Yeah.
Or am I pulling it off? And obviously I was.
Yeah, you were. And I love the big belt buckle that you had that had boy on it. Mm-hmm. You know, that mm-hmm. massive belt buckle. That yeah, was, yeah. that for me was a touch of genius. Was that a Dario idea or was that something you just put together yourself?
No, that was Dario. It's all Dario.
Oh, Dario.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a whole
once
Dario ensemble.
Once you got Dario, you never go back.
Well, that's true. That's true. Sure. Costs a bit though.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worth it.
That's worth it.
That kind of cut. Yeah. Hey, sad news. Gene Wilder, another legend of comedy. We've lost a lot of great people this year. Gene Wilder, of course, famous with working with Richard Pryor, one of my heroes.
We've lost a lot of great people, a lot of people we haven't lost.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I won't say who they are, but Gene Wilder, what a legend.
Yeah.
Favourite moment?
Oh, I think him and Richard Pryor. And I was saying when he worked with Richard Pryor, they had a great chemistry, but interestingly enough, they never really got on. They never really got on, those two, but they still made great comedy together.
It's a bit like us, really, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Other than the great comedy part.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, we're the opposite.
Yeah.
We get on really well, but we don't actually make very good work.
Yeah, we make shit comedy.
Mm.
Yeah. Bouchard, Lee Hart, Jason Hoyt.
Stay on the line, by the way. We'll get your details so we can send that to you. Don't want to have another palaver on our hands of people ringing us up saying they didn't get their prize, Lee.
That's sort of what happens on our show, isn't it? Yeah. We sort of send two prizes out and another one comes back kind of thing. So it's a long process.
Yeah, it is.
The prizes aren't.
Very much so, you know? Very much. But we'll improve on that.
Actually, just the other day I did some stats.
Yeah.
And we owed more prizes than we'd given out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that'd probably be right, yeah. Yeah, but that's all right. But we'll do our best to fix that up, shall we?
Yeah. Hey, coming up, I just want to talk about some sort of charity work that I'm doing.
Yeah, sure.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem, mate. You're listening to Hodaki and Daddy Bouchard. Hey, didn't you say you were going to talk about your charity work?
Oh, yeah, okay. I suppose. Yeah.
I only said that because you said you were going to. That's all. You don't have to.
Well, I don't like, you know, as I say, I just like to get on with it. But, just with name that tune and playing the guitar a little bit more again and stuff, it sort of got me back into it. So I've been working with overprivileged children, you know, teaching them the guitar and stuff and trying to, you know, get them, show them the joy of guitar.
Why would you do overprivileged kids, though? Wouldn't you want to be working with sort of underprivileged kids?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're doing a good thing, you know, obviously overprivileged kids, they've got a lot going on for them already. You'd think that if you're going to do a job like that and teach kids how to play the guitar, you'd do it for underprivileged who perhaps didn't have the same opportunities as the overprivileged kids.
Yeah. No. It's quite the opposite.
Right, okay.
Overprivileged kids, they've got all the gear. They've got, you know, they've got the time or the gear, but they're normally assholes. And they don't have the hunger, the need. You look at all the top bands, how they started, whatever.
Yeah.
They had to fight for it. Underprivileged kids don't ever... They'll struggle. They'll get it, and they'll end up practicing in their own time.
Yeah.
Overprivileged kids, they don't bother. You know, they just think it's going to happen by itself. They're going to learn by themselves, you know? So my job is to go in there and deconstruct it for them and sort of abuse them and just kind of, you know, make them feel, you know, rough about themselves, you know, so they feel that they want to learn, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Geez, that would be a challenge. That'd be pretty
fun. Yeah, it's tough. Of course, I mean, the bonus, of course, is that you can charge them more as well.
Well, hang on, I thought it was for charity, though, wasn't it?
Was it?
Well, these guys had it tough as kids.
Well, there you go.
But look at them now. Huge. Huge.
Huge.
The Cure.
But if you end up, you know, taking that job at the PASH, isn't that going to affect your potential contract with Middle of the Road FM?
Yeah, but they haven't confirmed, though.
Haven't they?
Yeah, you see, in this situation, it's the PASH. They put an offer on the table. They said, this is all yours if you want to go for it.
Okay, so the soft hits deal is totally out of the table now, isn't it?
Well, it's not off the table. They just haven't offered me anything yet.
Okay.
And so do you go for what's been offered?
Well, the PASH, you've got it's the breakfast PASH, isn't it?
Yeah, breakfast PASH.
Okay.
Because you were going for the drive PASH, weren't you?
That was Mediocre FM originally.
Oh, you were going for the drive Mediocre
FM? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Well, I got another offer from non-too intrusive FM.
Oh, right.
And, you know,
that was that the drive, non-too intrusive?
Yeah, non-too intrusive drive. And that was a great offer.
Because I heard that the non-intrusive FM was really struggling on the breakfast slot.
Yeah, they went bust.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, totally.
So they're still doing the drive slot, though?
Just the drive. So they've got nothing on in the morning
at
all. They just play like a test signal and they come on at drive. Ironically, that their test signal is bloody intrusive. You know, all you hear is this dial tone, it's this heinous. But
who's doing the non-intrusive FM drive at the moment, do you know?
I think Sydney is.
Who?
Sydney.
Sydney
and Roy. Sid and Roy.
Oh, Sid and Roy.
Yeah.
God, legends of bloody radio, those two. Yeah.
Sid and Roy. Yeah. Actually, Chad Chewbacca-man actually went for a job there.
At non-intrusive FM? Mm.
At Margarine Hits.
Margarine Hits?
Mm.
And what was he going for there?
He was going for that show between breakfast and drive.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Club Sandwich FM.
Yeah.
Right. Scone FM. Hey, incidentally...
No, it's the Scone, isn't it?
Sorry,
rebranded. The Scone.
Oh, it's just the Scone?
Scone, hard hits.
What, is the Scone hard hits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Incidentally, a lot of people come up to me on the street, Lee Hart, and they want your scone recipe that old Herb Hart gave you.
Oh, yes, I'll put that on the website.
Yeah, please do, because what was that again? Lemonade and flour? Yeah,
weird, whatever it was. But how about the muffin? Have you still got a contract with that?
The muffin?
Yeah, Muffin FM.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's just nights.
Nice. All right, well, we'll sort it out eventually and we'll get one of these contracts.
So many options, eh?
Yeah.
So many choices to make. Where do you do? Where do you go?
Yeah.
All comes down to the big dollar, I suppose.
Mm.
Let's take a break.
You're going to call yourself Night Wolf if you do a night show?
Oh, what was your loss?
Well, that was Lobo Peligroso, which means dangerous wolf.
Lobo Peligroso?
Yeah.
What's Night Wolf?
Oh, I have to ask Cynthia. Night Wolf, I'm not sure.
We'll ask Cynthia Monardes and come back to you. We'll be back shortly after six.
Bougie, the radio show. Howricky.
Sure is. Nice to have your company. The Spanish for Night Wolf, Lee Hart, is Lobo de Noche.
Lobo, yeah. It would be, yeah, of course, coming back to me. But you might be on afternoons.
Well, I'm going for nights now. I can just see it. You're listening to Lobo de Noche, the Muffin FM night.
Yeah. Wolf FM, actually, because afternoon would be Lobo de Tardes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Where are we at in the show, time-wise?
I can tell you, 6:05:38.
So that means, so we're nearly a fair way through.
Yeah.
You haven't used all your good stuff, have you?
No.
Okay.
Well, like the text we got at the beginning of the show, a lot of people, their favourite part of the show was the very end of the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the work that we're putting in at the end of the show is working really, really well.
Totally. So it's always good to keep some good stuff back, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Jason Lee's top tips.
It's not really a top tip, but it kind of is. When I'm home alone for any sort of length of time, when I'm cooking in the kitchen, what I find myself doing with foil... I take foil and I'll line all my frying pans and those kind of things with foil. You know, put them back in the cupboard. So then when I want to use them, I take them out, I can fry up stuff in there, cook it, and it doesn't get the pan dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The heat goes through, there's little covers in there, and you don't have to get the pan dirty.
Mm. But is it? That's actually quite a good top tip.
But don't throw that foil away.
I was going to say, were you going to throw the foil away, though?
No.
Oh, okay. So you don't throw the foil away. You've cooked your eggs, you've cooked your bacon, you've cooked your hash brown, your tomato.
Yep.
What do you do with that tin foil?
I'll tell you exactly what you do.
Yep.
You take that foil out and you wrap it around some plates or something like that. You just make it, you know, and then you stick it in the dishwasher and you wash the foil on the plates, you see?
Right.
See what's happened there? And that way... Then you take the foil out and it's all clean and you can use it again.
So not only are you saving time, but you're not creating unnecessary waste as well.
That's right. So what I've actually been doing now, I'll cook the meal in the frying pan, right?
Yeah.
I'll take it out of the frying pan sitting on the foil, then I'll wrap it around that plate that I'm going to eat it on.
Oh, my God.
You see, you know what I mean? So I don't even get the plate dirty either, you see? So that I've got clean plates and what I do...
Clean frying pan.
Yep. And I just put in the dishwasher and clean that foil. You know?
Wow.
It's Bougie with Lee Hart and Jason Hoyt.
Hey, New Zealand, it's been great having your company.
Is this the end of the show?
Yeah, it's the end of the show, mate. From Lobo de Noche. The Night Wolf, I'd like to bid you all a good evening. We'll be back again, same time, same place tomorrow, of course.
See, and from Lobo Peligroso, Dangerous Wolf, hasta mañana. Buenas noches, Kiwis.
Boucher.
Daily Boucher with KFC's Hot Rods. Hot and spicy marinated pieces of tender chicken on fire.